بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are now on the 29th part of spiritual discourses, and we are still focusing on pride. And today we talk of the demerits of pride and its signs. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not look towards him who walks with garment out of pride. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, once a man was feeling delight looking at his dress. Allah ordered him to be drowned underneath the earth up to the day of resurrection. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, when my followers will walk with pride and their servants will be the inhabitants of Persia and Palestine, Allah will place some of them to rule over others. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, he who thinks himself great and discloses pride in his behavior, Allah will meet with Allah in Allah's enraged condition. Allah will be angry with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't walk upon the earth with pride. You can neither pierce the earth nor reach the height of a mountain. In these passages and these quotations, it is very clear what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying and conveying to us. That there is pride, and what pride results from, and what are the signs of pride. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is defining what is pride here, and then the demerits of pride have been mentioned, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking of the signs of it. That generally, when a person has got pride, to whatever reason, and he begins to look down on others, that his quality is better than the quality of others, and he does not appreciate the boon and favor, he is not grateful, then he begins to show the sign. And the sign lies in his walking and in his garment. Most of the time you'll find a person, just by looking at his walking, you can make out that this man here, unfortunately, he has got a disease of the heart. And he is displaying haughtiness, proudness, conceit, self-centered. And this person is not a good person. So when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will not look towards him who walks with the garment out of pride. And this is very scary. Because Allah does not look a person who has got pride on the surface of the earth and also on the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah Azza wa Jal does not look at us with mercy, then unfortunately it's going to be very detrimental for us. On the day of days, on the day of accountability, on the day of judgment, when Allah does not look at with the eye of mercy to us, then can you imagine what is going to become of us? We'll be utterly, totally destroyed. But if we want Allah to look at us, don't dress with pride. Don't talk with pride. Don't show off. And do not walk as if to say, Allah Azza wa Jal says, that you will walk in a manner that you think you're going to pierce the earth Or you're going to reach the high mountain, the height of the high mountain. You're going to walk clearly with a chip on the shoulder. And this Allah abhors. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, once a man was feeling delight looking at his dress. And Allah ordered him to be drowned underneath the earth up to the resurrection day. Meaning that that person was pushed down onto the earth because he was proud of his dress. Now these days you will find people, unfortunately, we have to comment on this. Simplicity has gone. Humility has left. You'll see a person being proud of his hair. You'll see people these days that you ask them, why are you not wearing a hat in Salah? They say, now, Mufti Sahib, I just gelled my hair. Now I can't put a hat, it'll ungel. My hair setting will go off. My hair pattern will go off. And unfortunately, you'll see hairstyles. Instead of keeping the hair how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept it in three methods, you'll see people, Muslims, aping and following the hairstyles of some pop artist, or some football star, or some cricket star, or some tennis player. These batil people, these people who are misleading hundreds and thousands of people, millions of people, you'll see our youth imitating them, walking like them, talking like them, and dressing like them, styling like them, in their hair, also imitating them. Can you imagine what's going to happen? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, when my followers will walk with pride. See, this is the external. That a person externally, he'll display quality of pride. Meaning walking is an external feature. Like how if a person says, I love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then externally he must start acting on the sunnah. A person cannot say, I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't even look like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No beard on the face, no hat on the head, no kurta on the body, no garment over the ankle, no simplicity, no salat, no giving of zakat, no regularity in goodness, but the person claims, no, I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's loving nothing. He's loving his desires and whims. He's loving his passion and lust. He's following not Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's following shaitan. So, yeah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when my followers will walk with pride, and their servants will be the inhabitants of Persia and Byzantine, Allah will place some of them to rule over others. Just by having this evil quality of pride, person will not get the mercy of Allah. He'll be deprived of the help of Allah. A person will be deprived of the support of Allah, just on the quality of having pride. Why, when a person is proud, now he's worried on his style, on fashion. That's why the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so clear. Islam has given us directives for everything. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated clearly that he who dresses according to the fashion of the day, Allah will dress him with the clothing of disgrace on the day of judgment. So fashion is not something to be followed. Because the fashion in the 20s and the 30s, the fashion in the 60s has become the fashion now. So fashion is something that changes. And fashion is something that in the morning is something, few weeks is something else. The fashion is something shaitan pushes down so the people follow it blindly. How many people are those who look at these fashion shows and follow them? And look at these people, so-called celebrities, and imitate them? As I told you previously, that in our weddings this has gone out of control. That people dress according to the fashion of the day, and the fashion of the day is based upon nudity. Especially the women folk, that they feel proud. The more they really reveal, the better they think they are. So nudity has become the order of fashion. The more naked the person, the more fashionable the person. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is clearly saying that he who follows the fashion of the day, the person will be dressed with a dress of disgrace and humiliation on the day of Qiyamah. So when we leave humility, we leave simplicity, then what will happen on the day of days, on the day of accountability? What is going to become of us? Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who thinks himself great and discloses pride in his behavior will meet Allah when Allah is angry. Now here again, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying the sign of pride. What is the sign of pride? His behavior. What is his behavior? How a person walks, how a person talks, how a person interacts, how a person smiles, how a person he behaves with another person, how a person dresses, what is his hairstyle, what is his clothing. You see people spending so much of money on shoes, 10,000 rand on the shoe, 20,000 rand on the shoe. What has happened to us? Then, yes, it is your money, but how foolish is a person who buys clothing that the jockey cost 500 rand, hanky cost 100 rand, the suit cost 20,000 rand, the hairstyling 1,000 rand and more, and the gelling professionally so-called done over 1,000 rand. So a person head to toe when he goes for a wedding, he's spent over 30,000 rand from head to toe. That is pride. That is what the Shariat is saying we should stay away from. And that is lavishness. That is extravagance. That is showing off. And that is ostentation. And that is the external signs a person is displaying prideness. And that is going to meet the wrath of Allah. And that is going to put this person into disgrace and humiliation. That person may feel happy, delighted, on top of the world, king of the world. But as long as that function lasts, that person is so-called king. But then the competition starts. One of his friends, he dresses in 20,000, another one 30,000, all wasting. And in the nights before the wedding, more lavishness, more extravagance, dressing like these film stars in certain films, all that is going on. And when you interact with the person, within few minutes you can make out this person's wealth is making him proud, this person's talent is making him arrogant, and this person's behavior denotes why behavior is an external thing. Just by sitting with a person, you can make out that this man here, unfortunately, there, he's walking, he's talking, his interaction, his smiling, his words that he uses, his conversation methodology, and his hairstyle, his shoes, everything you can make out within few minutes. Unfortunately, Shaitan has taken this person for a ride. So what is our responsibility? Simplicity, humility, bring it into our lives. Following of the Sharia, following of the Sunnah, bring it into our lives. Allah will save us. May Allah grant us the ability to walk, to talk, to dress simply. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.